Chris, we've had another question here. This one from William Baker. And he is very kindly said that he really enjoys the shows, which is very nice. And he listens to the podcasts while working a night shift at a hotel in Fairbanks. Sounds very glamorous for us here in Cambridge. But he wants to know if there are any foods that will affect the flavour of breast milk.
Well, we have looked at this actually as a news item on The Naked Scientist a couple of years ago. There was a paper we reported. I actually gave it the exciting title. Hang on, I'll just read it to you. I said, Fulsome Flavours on Offer at the Breastaurant. It was actually a piece of work done by a lady called Helene Hausner, who is from the University of Copenhagen. It was a paper published in the Journal of Physiology and Behaviour in 2008. What she did was to investigate this very phenomenon, because women, including my wife, who have had babies, often report that certain things they eat will affect whether or not the baby is very enthusiastic to breastfeed or not. And so to get to the bottom of this sort of transmission between food and breast milk flavourants, this group recruited 18 women who were breastfeeding at the time, and they got them to give some milk samples before and then milk samples after. They gave them some capsules containing various flavourants. The flavourants they tested were menthol, we all know what that is, also a chemical called D-carvone, and carvone is the stuff that makes caraway seeds have that very aromatic flavour to them. They also tested a chemical called 3-methylacetate, which is a banana smell, banana flavour, and transanethol, which is a sort of licoricey taste. It's the thing that makes star anise and licorice and ouzo taste the way it does. And by feeding the women these things and then taking breast milk samples from them for certain amounts of time afterwards, up to 8 to 10 hours, and then measuring the volatiles, the smells, above the breast milk, they could work out roughly how much of these flavourants were getting into the breast milk. And it wasn't trivial. In fact, they found that different times elapsed for different flavours. The menthol took about 4 to 6 hours to peak. The carvone and the transanethol took about 2 hours to reach peak levels. But the banana flavour, the 3-methylacetate, didn't come through at all. And the interesting thing was that there was an 80% difference in the levels of these different smells and tastes between different groups of the women. So if you look at one woman and compare another woman for the same flavour, you might detect 80% more or less of that flavour in her breast milk compared with the other woman. And if you do the test more than once on the same woman, you might find more than 50% variation in the levels of these different flavourants in their breast milk. And what this shows you, therefore, is that it makes a very big difference from one person to the next. It makes a very big difference even in the same person. But the bottom line is that things that you eat definitely can end up going into your breast milk. And it's not just small molecules and flavourants. It's also whole proteins. And researchers back in the 70s have done studies by radioactively labelling proteins and amino acids and then sending them through in the diet and tracing them out into breast milk, showing that they do then end up going out and going into the baby. So people who say their babies do develop taste for things based on what mum's been eating are absolutely right.
How well developed is a baby's sense of taste then? Do you think the babies can actually taste this?
It's almost certain that they can. If you think about it, the baby, when it comes out, is very underdeveloped and tends to prioritise the development of the systems that enable it to succeed when it's little. So it tends to develop first the things that will be most essential to survival. That includes knowing when something's good for you and bad for you and how to alert mum with a cry. And babies, if you want to encourage them to eat something, they've got to like what they're eating. It's a sort of reinforcing thing, isn't it? The brain has to say, I like this, I want to do it more, which makes sure the baby feeds regularly. So it's almost certain that babies do get hooked on these flavours.
Well, thank you very much.